today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I'm going to guess the only thing you know about Vancouver is the Vancouver Whitecaps. All right, Patrick, it's day two of this Christmas series here with filmmaker and holiday music expert, Mitchell Kezin. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And Mitchell, you're up there in Vancouver.
I am.
You're about as far away in the North American continent as you can get from us, I think. We're in Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, yeah. Quite far.
Yes. So, what's the weather like there in Vancouver? First off, it's pleasant there, isn't it?
It's normally pleasant. We just had a big, long, almost week-long cold snap where it snowed, so it was beautiful. And usually, on the rare occasions it does snow in November, in December or November, it doesn't last beyond that day because it melts. But this cold air came and stayed for a while, which it's now gone. So it's a rainy. And about, I'd say, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe 65 Fahrenheit. Normally, it's around between 60 and 70 here in the wintertime.
Hmm.
Not quite as nice as L.A., but, you know, pretty. And contrary to whatever is out, you know, the prevailing weather forecast, it does not rain here as much, nearly as much as everyone seems to believe. It's actually usually quite balmy and sunny, and it's paradise really in Canada to live here.
Yeah, I hear it's nice there. I've never been. I've been to Seattle. That's as close as I've been.
Yeah. So weather-wise, it's very similar to Seattle. Of course, we're like for folks who aren't quite clear about the geography, we're 3.5 hours north of Seattle, Washington.
Got it.
Right on the coast. Yeah.
So you don't normally have a white Christmas in Vancouver?
No, never. And I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, which is one province over from us. And, when I was growing up, it snowed. Now it's kind of sometimes not so much because of climate change and everything. But we always had a very snowy, Christmassy holiday time. So I really miss the change of seasons generally. Out here, we do get a fall where the leaves change, but yeah, it's very rare that it'll snow in December. Like I said, we just had that cold snap. That'll probably be it. But I would, you know, there have been two or three occasions in the last 20 years where we've had snow on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but sadly, it's likely not to be, which is a bummer.
And Patrick, I'm going to guess the only thing you know about Vancouver is the Vancouver Whitecaps.
That's right.
Patrick's our soccer guy.
That's right.
Yes, so. I was going to say the Whitecaps. I'm not. I enjoy watching soccer, but I don't know much about it, so I find it a little frustrating because it seems weird how the time keeps being extended, and I don't understand why.
It's
when is this game going to be over?
And that's exactly right.
Who's deciding that they get an extra 10 minutes? It's weird.
Well, Canada qualified for the World Cup this year, so that was fantastic. It was great.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was really great. I don't know if either of you have watched the doc series, Welcome to Wrexham.
A little bit of it, yes, with Ryan Reynolds
Ryan Reynolds, and his partner who they bought that team. That soccer team. I really enjoyed that series. I thought it was quite fun.
Yeah, it's very, very good. That's such an interesting story. And the other guy, I think, is from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or something like that.
That's right. Yep. He's an actor and a writer and producer of that show.
So Mitchell is the director of Jingle Bell Rocks, a wonderful documentary. If you are coming into this podcast today, well, then stop. Go back and listen to yesterday's episode, and you'll get all that, and you'll understand that better. But for the purpose of the podcast this year, he's sharing some interesting Christmas songs with us, and we're going to do two songs today, and we're going to start off with one called Here We Go, It's Christmas Time. Is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you. Tell me what you want for Christmas this year. I know this sounds ridiculous, dear, but if I knew a way to make it snow in LA, this parking lot would be a wonderland. When I was a child, I didn't like change. I watched the winter melt away. Flowers bloomed, they put the man on the moon. If you want to rule the world, you gotta set it free.
That artist and why did you pick that song?
The artist is Mike Viola, and I first have to give a shout out to a fellow collector who is on Twitter and has a website called Christmas Underground. So if you're on Twitter and you go to Xmas Underground, you'll meet Jim and you'll see that he's posting all about new independent Christmas music that's being released this year. And he's a good dear friend and someone who I rely on a lot to keep me informed about what's happening now with Christmas music, because I tend to live in the past a little bit when I'm in terms of the stuff I listen to or am digging up when I go record hunting, etc. I mean, I'm always interested in new songs, but I just have, you know, I don't have all the time in the world. So this song I came across because of Jim, and he had posted it. I mean, I think a bunch of things. It's there's that little opening bit where he talks about LA,
yeah,
and Christmas, and it reminded me of the opening few, the stanza from White Christmas that's mm-hmm. often excised or dropped from most recordings you'll hear of White Christmas, the Mel Torme classic. And that was because when it was originally recorded for Holiday Inn, the 1941 Christmas movie, where that film was heard and became super popular, is because Bing Crosby didn't like that opening stanza and didn't like the references to L.A. and thought it didn't fit, and he demanded that it be cut. So sometimes you'll hear it. It's really nice. So I thought that was a subtle little reference. I love that the song, you know, I mean, songs about love and longing at Christmas time. I mean, I can relate to that. And I think whether you're thinking about someone in the past who's no longer with you, as in the case of myself, and I had a younger brother who passed away 2 years ago. Right. So I think about him when I hear that song. I've been happily married for 20 years, so I'm not longing for someone romantically. But, you know, we need those songs. You know, Christmas isn't always super happy and joyful for a lot of folks. Or they're separated from their loved one for different reasons. And so that song speaks to that as well. And I just love the production of it. Mike Viola is someone I wasn't super familiar with. And I also think, actually, he's Jewish. And I was hoping to confirm that for you before we came on air, but I haven't. But I'm pretty sure I'm correct. And he worked with, he's done a lot of collaborations, and he's done some soundtrack work as well. He's worked with, like, Fountains of Wayne. He's worked with Andrew Bird, who I love. Mandy Moore is another artist he's done work with. So I'm hoping that maybe next year or the year after he'll release an entire album of Christmas songs, which, if this is any indication of his writings, you know, his point of view on the holiday, count me in for sure.
Absolutely. And it was such a wonderful melody too, right, Jim? It was almost like Big Star-ish at times. Yeah. The way it was kind of sweeping and poignant and sort of rose and fell, just lovely. I never heard that song before, and I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah, Big Star is a great reference. Yeah, for sure.
I agree. Yeah, and you know, here's the thing: if you can get that holiday song into people's consciousness, right?
Yeah.
They'll listen to it year after after year. It's not like other forms of pop music, exactly. So, okay, Mitchell, what was the other song we wanted to play today?
Let's hear a song from an artist named Mindy Smith. It's called "Santa Will Find You."
Mindy Smith?
Mindy Smith.
Yeah, I know another of her Christmas songs, but we can talk about that in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Here. I do not, so I'm keen to hear.
If you're far away on this holiday and you're dreaming of being at home, if you're worried at all that you may be forgotten, you should know that you aren't alone. 'Cause you're there and you're shining bright like a beacon, bright as a northern star. So don't worry, because Santa will find you wherever you are. Santa will find you tonight. If you're listening for reindeer and sleigh bells as they jingle and tap on the roof, you're awake piled in blankets with your cousins at grandma's, and you hope they'll be.
Wow, now that was really lovely.
Yeah, that was gorgeous. Absolutely
really
gorgeous.
Yeah, I thought the two of them worked nicely together. Mm-hmm. And as we were hearing that, I made a frantic, wrote down a note that this had not struck me until just now, but this could easily be the flip side to the song that started this whole Christmas obsession that I have, which was a song that I heard and that had a major impact on me when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. Nat King Cole, it's called "The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot," and it's this forms the spine of the narrative of my movie. And in that song, without giving too much away, Santa Claus passes over this young child for reasons that aren't explained. And as a 4 or 5 year old, the idea that Santa would purposefully not come visit you was terrifying.
Yes.
Just really, man, I remember how it made me feel. So this song about Santa Claus, no matter where you are, he will find you. I just love the sentiment of that song, and love the ukulele. I'm a huge Hawaiian music lover, and so the uke was a nice little touch. Really sweet little song that has a major impact, I felt.
It's great. It's great. Yes, I agree that, you know, the sentiment is really just like pitch perfect for this time of year, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Not sappy. Like, you know, there's that song. Exactly. I hear it all the time. I hear it all. Like, this could easily have gone badly. You know? But, and I don't even know who sings this song, but there's one radio station in Vancouver who play Christmas music, you know, all the time. So I tune into it once in a while when I'm in the car. Because there's not much else. And it's a song called Santa, Can You Hear Me? Or something like that. Hmm. And it's, I don't know who it is. I thought it was Faith Hill, but it's not Faith Hill. She has another one like that. But it's similar in terms of, you know, Santa and whether or not he's going to become part of this person's life or can hear him or her or whatever. But it's a terrible song. And this one, covers the same sort of territory, but in a much more thoughtful and wonderfully sincere way. It made me think of that as well. Mindy Smith released a full Christmas album in 2007 called My Holiday, which I don't own. I'm going to seek that out now that I've heard this. And she's active touring and recording outside of Christmas time. So she's an artist that I'm definitely going to pay more attention to in the future.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that album because... And 2007 makes perfect sense. Remember back in that era when MP3s were sort of just becoming a thing and iPods and all of that stuff, right? iTunes and I think also Amazon was, you know, trying to get you to buy MP3s. They would do a lot of like daily free songs, you know, like every day there'd be another free song. And I would, of course, check it every day. What is the free song today?
Oh, yeah.
And around this time of year, they would have, you know, a daily free Christmas song.
Right.
So one of them that I downloaded... from that album you just mentioned, My Holiday, was a song called It Really Is a Wonderful Life, Mindy Smith. And I've had it all this time, and I listened to it. And in fact, I even, Patrick, so Mitchell, you may not know this, we do a streaming radio station also, Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. And just this weekend as we're recording it on my show, I played that song, It Really Is a Wonderful Life. Mindy Smith. How funny is that? That's how coincidental. So when you mentioned, you know, we were going to hear her music, I was like, wow, how about that?
That's fabulous. I love that. And I'm dying to hear that song because It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite Christmas movie of all time. And we watch it every Christmas Eve. We watch The Grinch. Elaine, my wife, loves The Grinch. I mean, I love The Grinch too. So we start with The Grinch, yep. And then we move on to It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, so I'm dying to hear this Mindy Smith song. I'm sure I can find it, hopefully online.
I think we can play out with that song on today's episode. How about that? Okay.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All right. So, Mitchell, you'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for spending so much time with us this busy holiday season.
My pleasure. I'm having a blast.
Tomorrow we'll do one or two more songs.
Cool.
It is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
With us has been Mitchell Kazin, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. I'm going to grab a beer.